speaking on this program is Gary Cawley.
Our questioner this week says, what does Paul mean in the book of Romans when he says we're saved by faith and not by law? Well, I believe that certainly is a deserving study, and we've been devoting our time to it through the week. There was a great weakness spoken of by Paul concerning the law of Moses. He said it was perfect within itself for the purpose that was intended, but it could not justify or give spiritual life. And also, man broke it because of the weakness of the flesh. Now, this law made no provision for forgiveness once it was broken. And therefore, if one ever violated a part of it, any part of it, there was simply no provision for the removal of the actual guilt of sin. For example, if a man lived 40 years and kept the law of Moses perfectly, and then violated one point of the law, though he lived another 40 years and kept the law perfectly during that time, he remained under the sentence or condemnation for that one sin. Now, the law of Moses condemned those who broke it then, but it contained no provision to justify or make righteous, to bring one back from a sinful state. Thus, my friends, in order for one to be righteous under the law of Moses, he must keep that law perfectly all of his life, never offend even in one point. Well, if he ever violated the law, the only way he could become righteous again would be to be forgiven or redeemed. But the law didn't provide for that. It did not provide redemption nor forgiveness. The blood of bulls and goats, he said, could not take away sin. So, Romans 3:20 says, therefore by the deeds of the law of Moses, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Now, it's simply folly, my friends, today, to keep any part of the law of Moses, for just as violations of one part of the law, while it was in force condemned, so the binding of one point now condemns. Paul brings this out in Galatians 5, 3, and 4. Now, knowledge of sin came by the law, but not redemption. So, since there was no provision for the actual forgiveness under the law, righteous under it, therefore something else was needed to justify those who sin. Romans 10:4, Paul states, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Now, this means that Christ came to accomplish the purposes the law had in mind, to make men righteous and to bring them back to a condition acceptable with God. If one had kept the law perfectly while it was in force, he would have been counted righteous because he was righteous. People are not counted sinful because they're not sinful, but they're counted sinful because they are. They're not counted righteous unless they've become righteous in the blood of the Lamb. But we are righteous when we obey the gospel. But since none did become righteous, all responsible persons became sinners. And since the law did not provide for the removal of sin, another remedy must be provided that would do so. Hence, the coming of Christ was necessary for the redemption of all sinners from Adam until now. Since all have sinned, they may be justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ, Romans 3:24. Oh, how wonderful is the blood of Christ. It extended its benefits backward to those who were under that law who looked forward to Christ, but it also extended its benefits forward, Hebrews 9:15 through 17, even to us today.